You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. And later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Jimmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello. She said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday morning mixtape for November 18th, 2024. That was, an incredible track from Bob Dylan. Our young people may never have heard it. If we've got any longtime Dylan heads, Bob Dylan listeners, of course you know Tangled Up in Blue. It's one of his most celebrated works, and I think rightfully so. And I found it very interesting reading the kind of critical reception then and now. At the time, from what I've read, bear in mind I was not alive in the early 1970s when this track was released, but at the time people were kind of lukewarm on it. But in the decades since its release, I think people rightfully view it as just kind of a masterpiece of storytelling by Bob Dylan. It's one of my favorite Dylan tracks, and it's one that I think ties into the loose theming today of what I'm calling mid-autumn music, as we are now deep into November, over halfway through the month. We're getting closer to winter. In fact, rumor has it we may even see a little SNOW at some point in the next 7 days. So I just wanted to kind of present music that I feel fits that kind of mid-autumn aesthetic. Some of it might be in lyrical content, some of it might be the musicality, and some of it is just kind of an undeniable aesthetic or feeling that it invokes in you. For instance, in just a little bit, we're going to play Tom Petty's American Girl, which is a song that is kind of a combination of all three. It talks about, or at least makes reference to, a real-life tragic event that took place, I believe, at the University of Florida in the autumn of the night. I think it was like 1974. Basically, in the fall of the mid-70s, where an American college student jumped from her balcony. A very, very sad story. And the song just does a great job of kind of conveying that desperation. And there's always a warmth to Tom Petty's voice, but it still manages to maintain this kind of cool, almost... It's very hard to describe this. It feels like a song out of time, even though it is describing a very specific moment in time. There's just something about the composition of American Girl that really stands out to me, and I think it's perfect exemplary mid-autumn music. We're also going to have tracks from Radiohead, Bruce Coburn, City in Color, Gordon Lightfoot. There's going to be a ton of stuff. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, it's a classic. It's always played this time of year because it explicitly talks about the gales of November coming early. And of course, the disastrous effect it had on the ship and crew of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I love that track. It's actually one of my earliest music memories. I remember listening to it on a car ride back from... I couldn't necessarily tell you where. It was like a rural Ontario location. I think we might have been there at like a friend's cottage and it turned gray, so we went home a little early. And I remember hearing that track for the first time and it totally blew my mind. And it still does to this day. I think it is kind of like Tangled Up in Blue, much rightly considered to be Gordon Lightfoot's masterpiece. Although the critical reception at the time for The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was much more glowing. No contemporaneous reassessment needed. People understood that what they heard was an all-timer, and it has justifiably earned that reputation as, well, a touchstone not just of Canadian music, but North American popular music in general. Okay, mid-autumn music, let's get back to it. Let's actually play the aforementioned Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, because my goodness, what a song it is.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior scenes in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
There's a bone in my ear, keep singing your name. Sometimes it's like pleasure, sometimes it's like pain. It's a small voice and quiet, but I hear it plain. There's a bone in my ear, keeps singing your name. In my heart there's an image, like looking through glass. Could be looking at me, could be looking right past. I don't like it when I can't tell which is true, but I wouldn't trade the world for that picture of you.
Yeah.
And we are back. That is a personal favorite of mine, My Yamane with Tasogare. A song that not only I feel fits the kind of sonic aesthetics to qualify as mid-autumn music, but there's almost kind of like an empty cityscape energy. Maybe it's the soft blowing of the breeze early, but just in my mind, that breeze blowing, bringing us into the kind of sexy, sultry sax. It just feels like you're kind of staring down at this empty cityscape. It's late evening. It's just gotten dark. You're getting the streetlights kind of illuminating things, but that's what that feels like to me. Also, in that block, we had Bone in My Ear by the legendary Bruce Coburn. We led into that with Street Spirit, Fade Out by Radiohead. Two songs released within 2 years of each other, so contemporaneous, and it's two artists that you wouldn't necessarily, at least in my mind, group together, Bruce Coburn and Radiohead, but I think there is like a decent amount of kind of crossover and overlap. I liked how smoothly things kind of flowed. And of course, we kicked it off with one of the most recognizable songs in North American pop music history, and I will stand by that, because as soon as you hear that opening steel guitar, you know the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald has been brought back to life. It's in front of you, it's around you, you feel as if you are there, you've got the wind blowing on your face, you've got the cold, crisp sea air in your nostrils. It's an immediately evocative track, and one that fits, I think, well within the theme of mid-autumn music. Folks, the CFRC funding drive is underway. It's running from November 1st to December 31st. Our goal is $25,000, and there's a million different things that money can go towards, but to give you an idea of some of the tangible benefits donating to CFRC will get you, well, an increase in our music, news, and sports programming. So we are the only station in the Kingston area that is truly local, and by that I mean we are presenting shows, we are covering sports games that are featuring local athletes and teams, and we're doing news programming about the stories that matter to people in the Kingston community. And we're able to do that in large part thanks to the generous donations of our supporters. So if you are liking what you hear, or if you've enjoyed anything on CFRC over the past 102 years that we've been doing our thing, please do consider donating. You can donate via CFRC.ca, so you can donate directly to the station, get yourself some sweet prizes and swag. Or if you're looking for a charitable receipt, you know, your little tax receipt, you can actually donate through the Queen's University Giving Portal. Super secure, super safe, great way to get your money in. And hey, kindness, philanthropy always gets paid back karmically, and in many cases, during tax season. So hey, you've got many ways to do so. Why not donate? And if you'd rather donate in person, come on out to Wrestling School of Rock on Saturday, November 30th. We will be collecting donations for CFRC at the show. So not only does your ticket get a little bit of money going towards the station, but you can then donate in person. You can buy CFRC swag in person. Once again, we're giving you lots of opportunities to show us some love, because you know we love you. And now let's get back to what I know you love. Some more kicking tunes, and we are going to start things off with Tom Petty and another classic, another instantly evocative track. This is American Girl, right here on your Monday morning mixtape on CFRC 101.9 FM.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. Da 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 da. I'm on your side. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. Da, 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 da. I'll take your part.
And we are back for one final hello. Hey, folks, it's Jesse Bell. This is your Monday morning mixtape. We are about 10 minutes away from a new Monday morning indie wake-up call hosted by the talented Marika Vernoy. But let me tell you about what you just heard. Last track we played was Piner with Cold Moon. Prior to that, we had an a cappella bass, not totally a cappella, mostly a cappella cover of Simon and Garfunkel's classic Bridge Over Troubled Water by the lovely and talented Anne Reburn. We had New Peach Pit with Am I Your Girl? And we kicked it all off with Tom Petty and American Girl, another classic track. We've had a nice mix of some old school iconic staples on today's mid-autumn music edition of the Monday Morning Mixtape. And what we're going to close out with is another just wonderful track by the supremely smart, savvy, and just phenomenally skilled Dallas Green under the City in Color banner. We're going to play The Grand Optimist to close things out. I want to thank you folks for listening. I hope you have heard my passionate pleas for donations, as it is the funding drive. And also coming up next week, next Wednesday to Thursday, so a 24-hour period, we're going to do the Radiothon, where we will be cranking out only the finest in local programming for 24 hours straight. No overnight rebroadcast needed. We're going to have somebody here 24 hours playing some fantastic tracks and tunes. I've got some special stuff lined up. I'll be on the air 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, November 27th. And then again, 6 to 7 a.m. Thursday, November 28th. Two excellent projects that I'm very excited to share with you all. So that's next week. So I hope you'll join us then. For the time being, let me sign off, wish you all nothing but the best, and throw it over to City in Color for The Grand Optimist to close things out for today.
Complications due to things that I've left undone, that all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades who's a master of none. My father, he's always looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist. I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdens sometimes, and he will escape unscarred. I'll take after my mother. gain no strength from counting the beads on a rosary. And now the wound has begun to turn, another lesson that has gone unlearned. But this is not a cry for pity or for sympathy.
Music Office. We're pleased to present a new single from Savannah Shea. Dropped on November 8th, A Living Dream is the lead single for her upcoming three albums. A Living Dream draws inspiration from a mantra that Savannah's grandmother has held throughout her life. I have a dream life. Initially interpreted as a reflection on a beautiful life, this phrase transformed after her passing into a powerful mantra of manifestation for Savannah. Now, I have a dream life serves as both a reminder of gratitude for what's being created and a source of encouragement during challenging times. A Living Dream delves into the blurred line between dreams and reality, exploring themes of heartbreak, love, and a search for meaning. A Living Dream features the titles of every track across three albums that will be released by Savannah Shea on November 15th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Living Dream by Savannah Shea now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We can stand in the light and be alone. just remembered by how love walks in and how love makes you cry. From dust to dust I sing a holy water song in a three-leaf clover, sing and dance along. My lover, how I want you close in this living dream, I see it whole.